This is a setting the bar story.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Think of the worst delivery experience you've ever had. Multiply it times 100.
I mean, I think that really the worst thing that's ever happened is if they get the order wrong or it's
just
cold.
Wait. Just
oh,
wait.
Okay.
All right. Milkshakes, delicious. They come in many delicious flavors, right?
Uh-huh.
We can assume Caleb did not order this particular flavor. If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally delivering a cup of urine instead of the milkshake you were supposed to, you're doing okay.
Why did we deliver pee? Why? How?
So, this Grubhub driver mistakenly delivered a cup of urine instead of a milkshake to Caleb.
Why did we have a cup of urine to begin with? Why are we driving around with a cup of urine to begin with?
I will answer all these questions.
Okay.
All right. So Caleb had ordered fries and a milkshake, right?
Uh-huh.
So you're thinking, how in the world is this accidental?
How do you mess this up?
Apparently, the driver told him he had two styrofoam cups in the car, but confused his milkshake for the one filled with pee.
Did he just not have time to find a bathroom and decided to, on the job, in a cup, I got to get my deliveries made?
That's what he does. He apparently uses one as a restroom while he's on the job.
Oh, my God.
Here is Caleb actually confronting him. He filmed this.
Did you confuse the cups? Because, like, dude, this is, it's half full of pee.
Refunded a portion of the order.
Yeah, so.
A portion?
Yeah, so.
Right.
I think it costs like $25 and they refunded $18. The actual cost of the food, they didn't refund like the delivery fee or the tip.
Apparently, Grubhub is still trying to reach out to him to kind of figure this all out.
I am going to need a year's worth of free delivery. That's what I'm going to need.
The driver has been consciously separated from Grubhub.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Ask him not to drive for us anymore.
I haven't even gotten to the worst part of it.
That's not the worst part? What could be worse than getting pee delivered to you in a cup?
How do you think you found out?
And how you mistake a milkshake and the feeling of a milkshake in your hands, even if it's in a styrofoam cup, for something that's liquid and warm? No! No!
Warmer.
It wouldn't be cold. It wouldn't be solid on the inside. Yeah. He tasted it. Again, like I said, this is maybe by far the worst setting the bar story we've ever done on the show.
I'm
ever.
Crying.
Ever.
I can't.
Ever. 100%.
I have a physical reaction. Like, I'm physically ill.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't, this wasn't me. I didn't do any of that.
No, you didn't.
It didn't happen to me at all.
So, again, this is a setting the bar story. If you happen to be a delivery driver for maybe Grubhub or Uber Eats or...
Listen, I implore you to pull over and use the facilities somewhere before you pick up your next delivery.
If not for us, for Caleb's
sake.
This
is not a good system.
If you can manage to make it through the day without accidentally delivering the wrong cup!
Oh, God. Can you drink boiling water? Because I would think that too.
I don't know how
you clean your mouth after that. I don't know how you clean it. You can't brush your teeth enough.
How? I'm going to play this part again. How is he so calm?
Did you confuse the cups?
Oh, God!
Did you confuse the cups? I would have been like, what are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. He handled that way better.
Way better.
Now that we know that piece of the story, he handled that way better than you could ever possibly imagine.
And scene. That is your setting the bar story.
I'm going to have to recover from that.
On 99.7 DJX.